Welcome back live to the Cave at Mishawaka High School. Along with Vince Tadario, I'm Sean Stiers. Caveman Corner has concluded. And our pregame show for Mishawaka basketball is underway. Coverage of Mishawaka High School basketball on 96.1 FM WSBT, powered by Midland Engineering Company, also by School City of Mishawaka, the Mishawaka Education Foundation, Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage, and Thor Industries. Our pregame show is sponsored by School City of Mishawaka, growing leaders in a culture of excellence the Mishawaka way. Cavemen come into this game coming off their loss to Riley last Friday. They're 1-3 in their first season under head coach Ron Heklinski. They beat Goshen 54-48 for their first win of the season, then lost a tough one, 66-58 at Valparaiso, and then fell 62-48 at Riley Thursday night. And Vince, we'll hear from Ron Heklinski, the head coach, here in a little bit, but he's not much for moral victories. Let's put it that way.
Well, you know, when you've been coaching as long as he has, and you know you're coming into a new place and you're attempting to, you know, establish a culture. He wants to put his mark on this program, and you know what? He wants to win, and there's nothing wrong with that. He's intense. He's old school, and it should be a lot of fun to see him on the home floor tonight.
Eagles of Elkhart Christian are led by eighth-year head coach Ryan Culp. He's a Concord grad who coached at his alma mater from 1999 through 2008. He led the Minutemen to back-to-back sectional titles in 2004 and 2005. Still teaches at Concord. Elkhart Christian is 3-2 after losing 90-36 to Fort Wayne Blackhawk Friday night. And they're kind of banged up right now, and it's an interesting situation. He emailed me earlier today and was kind of giving me a heads up. John Burns, who is their second or a third leading scorer, rather, he is out. He averages over 13 points a game. He is out tonight, and Joe Diga is likely out as well, and he's a guy who averages 5 points and 6.5 rebounds. He's their leading rebounder at 6.5 rebounds. But then the other guy who they originally thought was going to be out, their leading scorer, Weston Sage, who averages 20.5 points and shoots 70% from the field, he's going to play tonight. He's been playing with a couple broken bones in his hand already this season. Look at him out there on the floor. It's not even taped up, and he just drained a three from the left wing like it was nothing. So he's obviously a very important part of the Elkhart Christian team.
Well, and as a team, they're only averaging a shade over 50 points a game. So losing that 13 points a game from Joe Burns is going to hurt them. So look for them to be a little bit more aggressive defensively. And frankly, when you got a guy who averages over 20 points a game, you know, look at him to be very involved on the offensive side.
Absolutely. So it is Elkhart Christian with a 3-2 record and Mishawaka with a 1-3 record coming into tonight's game. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll let you hear from Caveman head coach Ron Heklinski. With Vince Tadario, I'm Sean Stiers. The pregame show brought to you by School City of Mishawaka, and this is Mishawaka Caveman Basketball on Michiana Sports Leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT.
Wild Birds Unlimited.
Now through Christmas Eve, get ready for the holidays with 20% off one item, including bird seed. Must mention this ad in store to receive this discount. Some exclusions may apply. Only at Wild Birds Unlimited in the Granger Super Target Plaza next to Petco.
Wild Birds Unlimited. We bring people and nature together.
Nestled on 10 acres of land, a stone throw from the western shore of Lake Michigan, is an epicurean's delight known as Tosi's Restaurant. Relax amidst the Italian gardens and imported Roman statues while you select from an assortment of authentic northern Italian cuisine and fine wines. For over 75 years, Tosi's Restaurant in Stevensville, Michigan, has been recognized far and wide as the premier dining establishment in southwestern Michigan. So break away from your everyday and make Tosi's Restaurant your dining destination tonight.
We
with Coach Eklinski and Coach getting ready to take on Elkhart Christian here tonight. And you got a few games in the books now, and we talked a little bit last week. Let's start with the defense. How do you feel like the team's doing defensively through, what, four games?
Yeah, I think we're guarding, you know, but at the end of the day, everything gets, it gets judged on if you're winning or losing. And, we're the deal is we're 1-3 still. And I told our guys, we're one game away from being one of the worst teams in the state, because the worst teams in the state got zero wins. So we're one game away from that. So we got to figure out a way to stop the bleeding tonight. We got to come out. We got to get after it. We got to guard. I think defensively we've kept ourselves in games a little bit, but we got to make some shots, and we just got to figure out a way to stop the bleeding. End of line. End of discussion. No more talk. Let's just go play.
Well, you played what a lot of people think is the top team in the state in Riley just last week, and I know just based on talking to you, you're not happy about just keeping things close, but the fact is you kept right in there with a really good team. How'd you feel about your effort in that game?
Yeah, I thought our effort was good, but I thought that was a game where Riley was ripe for the picking. It was a trap game for Riley. They had played a St. Joe team on Tuesday. They were going to Southport and Indy to play a big game in Indianapolis, so I thought our Thursday night game was, they were ripe for us to go in there and beat them, and we played well early. We just couldn't score. We turned the ball over 17 times, and if you turn the ball over 17 times, I don't care who you're playing, you're not going to win. And so, you know what? I mean, I thought that was a winnable game, and we should have went in there and took care of business, but we're just not to that point yet, and we have to get to that point. Our guys have to believe that every time they take the court that they can get things done, both offensively and defensively. And so that's why tonight's game is the single most important game of the season for us. And I told our guys that I don't care. I don't care if we're playing Elkhart Christian. I don't care if we're playing Jeffersonville. I don't care if we're playing Indianapolis Ascena. This is the biggest game of the season for us tonight, because we got to get some confidence. We got to come out and we got to take care of business.
You got a player back, Trayshawn Jeffries, who missed the first couple of games. What's it been like kind of with him back in the mix these last couple?
Yeah, he's a very...